You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Setlist. This is your weekly podcast from me, Megan Sealing.
Me, Ari Spool.
And we run through the bands that are playing in the upcoming week, and we pull their songs straight from the Stranger's Bands page at www.thestranger.com/bands. A whole bunch of free music, a whole bunch of free band profiles, pictures, more information, links, everything that you could want to know about local bands. Posted up there.
Yeah. Good ones and bad ones.
Exactly. But we've picked good ones this week. There are a lot of awesome shows happening.
Someday we should just do all bad ones.
Like the worst of the band's page.
Ugh.
That would be really bad.
I don't know if anyone... That would be like a Wonder Shows an episode or something.
It would. We might have to try it, though.
Yeah, totally. It could be funny. Yeah, if they're funny bad, not just like on excrucial or... That is not a word.
That's not a word. Nice try.
Yeah. You know what I mean, though.
You're sleepy. We're going to go into the first song. It should wake you up. It's by Hollywood Lightweights. It's a song called Graceland. They're playing The Comet August 3rd with Patrol and Clay Wheels. Here's Hollywood Lightweights.
Graceland, gonna watch it fall. Hard times in Graceland, vices be my city.
charges are valid, the contract's been signed. Four years of transactions, your cards been denied. We were going and going and going for broke. By the end of the road, then a boss of the spoke. You can try to cover it, but they're just been suppressed. I can't believe how long I could in a minute. But then I thought the missile crystallized. You burn. Might see you again in the next 6 months, but you only return a fraction of the sun. If I give you all of your head, it's due to my restraint. Waste all my time catching up to the tab you never made. Catching up to the tab you never made. I know it seems so hard.
That's Police Teeth. The song is called "Is That Because You're Adopted?"
I wonder what they're referring to. It's like, is that strange behavioral disorder because you're adopted?
I wonder. We'll have to ask them. They're playing Jules Mays Friday, August 3rd with Lego Falcons and Feral Children. All of those bands have music available on the band's page. And Police Teeth is a newer band, so you probably haven't heard them, which is why I wanted to play them. Members of USS Horsewhip and Racetrack have come together, united, and joined one motherfucking rock band.
Motherfucker!
I just like saying that word.
I know, it's your favorite.
The next band we're going to play, hey, it's the band of the week.
The Maldives.
Yay! I think it's the Maldives, isn't it?
Is it?
Jonathan Zwickel, see, I've been calling them the Maldives, and then Jonathan Zwickel chose them as the band of the week. They're this great, like, local alt-country thing. They're playing The Tractor, actually, with Crying Shame and Band of Annuals this week. On Saturday, but Jonathan said it's the Maldives.
Yeah, I guess that's the name of the island chain.
Right.
Is the Maldives, but exactly. I never like decided to
I never linked
say, to say that word correctly.
It's true.
Well, I never.
The song is called Cold November and Jonathan Zwickel likes it.
Thank you.
All right, that was The Lonely Forest. That song is called Stars and Moons. Their CD release for Nuclear Winter is at the Vera Project, which means all ages.
Hooray!
At Saturday night with The Robot Ate Me and 4 Years Blue. You can read all about their new CD and decide whether you should buy it. It's in the paper this week. Megan wrote a CD review. What was your verdict?
My verdict was good. I think it's great. It's a really kind of epic and huge record to kind of wrap your head around. And so the more I listen to it, the more I like it.
Yeah.
But it is like, there's the last track, I think it's song like 13 or 14, is 20 minutes long. It's just this really crazy sort of strung out jam session. Strung along, not out like on heroin. Jam session that just kind of waxes and wanes a little
like
bit.
White light, white heat.
It's a concept record. Right, exactly. It's a concept record about a kid who is living on planet Earth in like the 25,000 or 2500s. So it's
in
like
the year.
Right.
It's, 25.
I forget what year exactly. It's a fantastic song.
I know.
And he's like watching the world become destroyed by like global warming and nuclear weapons and war. And
are we really gonna have to wait that long for all that stuff to happen?
Apparently.
I'm always concerned that shit's gonna happen tomorrow.
That's next week. it's this epic battle of love and loss and all of the emotions that would go through one's mind when they watch the collapse of the world from space.
All right, someone's been hitting the bong.
Seriously. it is a fantastic record, though. There are some songs
that
carries on a little long, but it's a great record. So it's Nuclear Winter, and you should pick it up. It came out on Tuesday.
Say that word correctly, please.
Nuclear.
Thank you.
What did I say?
You said nuclear, dude.
Nuclear?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you totally did.
Fuck. Let's listen to the next. Let's listen to the next one. Benjamin Bear. You're a fan of this. And you have a bear in your shirt.
I have a koala bear on my shirt. It's fuzzy.
He's playing The Rendezvous Saturday night. It's $5. He's opening, so you're going to want to get down there early, 9:30 or 10.
Yeah, I like this guy. I think this is pretty good. He was the band of the week, I think maybe 2 months back.
Did you pick him?
No, Grandy did.
Oh, nice. But it was nice call, Grandy.
Yeah, but I listened to it because we put it on the podcast.
And it's good.
And I was very entertained.
So here it is, Napalm Runner.
Tells Thank you. Let's drive around.
Hallway.
Woo!
Woo! The song is called Seaward Park.
Seaward? I'm just going to make fun of you for how you say it. I think everyone else in the city calls it Seward Park.
Damn it! I would say cut that, but I know you're not going to.
No, don't cut that.
I've called it Seaward forever. It's Seaward?
Seaward, like a sewer.
Right, but why would you want to go to a park that's called Seaward?
It's like, named after
somebody.
Why would
you go to Seaward
Park? It's named after somebody.
That's stupid.
It's their last
I don't
name.
Give a fuck. It's Grand Hallway is playing Numos on Wednesday with Voyager 1 and Sleepy Eyes of Death. That's going to be a fucking fantastic show.
Dude, you know what I wish I had seen that I missed? Voyager 1's laser light show
right.
at the Pacific Science Center.
Because
that's pretty sick.
Minus the Bears doing one.
I know.
In
I
August.
Saw that. That's going to be pretty cool. The only thing that would be weird to me is that the seats and like the laser show. I haven't been to one in a really long time, but when mm-hmm. I used to go in Boston, it was in the planetarium, so the seats were like the ones
reclined.
That reclined backwards.
Right.
And
I think the ones at the science center don't as much.
Oh, really?
Like, they have seats, and then they have floor space.
Oh, cool.
And you can sit on the floor or lay down on the floor.
Do they do the lasers on the ceiling, though?
They do it all over, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wall, ceiling. It's just kind of, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Man, there was probably about 2 or 3 years ago, remember? When Jennifer Meritz, our old music editor, set up a laser light show with Grizzly Bear.
Yes.
And I really, at this point, wish I'd gone to that. Yeah. Obviously, I didn't.
I didn't go to that either.
Oh, so cool.
We're talking about shows we didn't go to that happened 3 years ago. Yeah, I know.
Today on Set List, things we were stupid
Hooray!
About.
Hey,
mistakes we made.
I forgot to say, before Grand Hallway, it was the Apple War.
Oh,
the song
yeah.
is called Psycho Stepper. They're playing Nectar Tuesday with an Oregon donor. And then before that, it was the Mission Orange. But didn't we already say that? I don't remember if we said
that.
The Mission Orange
so.
Is fucking fantastic.
Really?
They're playing Chop Suey Sunday with Mega Sapien, which is featuring Burke Thomas from Priss and Vendetta Red. And then they're a two-piece, but they're super fucking loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never heard them like more than a song today until today, and it was great.
Word.
And so I like them. And they're playing Chop Suey on Sunday, and I'm going to go. And so you should, too. And that song was called The Answer.
Yeah, dude.
It was a nice compliment to Grand Hallway and Seward Park, who are super quiet.
Yeah,
that would like be... how I mixed it up there.
Yeah,
loud and quiet.
Yeah,
yin and yang.
Sort
of. Seward. That's stupid. We have one more song that we should play.
Yeah,
it's gonna be an awesome one because it's Sleepy Eyes of Death. If you have anything you guys want to hear. Or if you're in a band and you just added some music, you should tell us.
Yeah, and you should tell us by emailing us.
Please
at setlist, SETLIST, all one word.
Nice job.
Thanks.
@thestranger.com.
I won the spelling bee. Woo! But yeah, and if you're the band Doomhawk, you should make a band's page ASAP because I'm kind of in love with you and I want to play you on the podcast.
Yay!
Doomhawk!
All right, Sleepy Eyes of Death. They're playing with Grand Hallway at Numo's on Wednesday night with Voyager 1 also on the bill. They're headlining. This show is going to be fucking great, and this is just one more reason why. This song is called Eyes Spliced Open.